Kerry County Council yesterday nominated Gareth Sheridan to run for the presidential election. It's the first nomination for the Dublin businessman and came early on in the day when hopes were high for him, perhaps that he might get one or two more, particularly the support of Laois County Council to get two on the board in his race for four. That wasn't to happen, and it was a bad day for all of the independent candidates looking to go to council route yesterday. Several councils, including Roscommon, Longford, Galway City, Cork City and Dublin City, opted not to nominate anyone. Laois, another one, saying that they weren't going to back. They voted against him to enter the race to succeed President Michael D. Higgins. So Kerry County Council remains the only council that has nominated someone. One of those to vote against it, the idea, first of all, of Kerry nominating anyone, and also the vote against Gareth Sheridan, because the concern she had about him as a candidate, was Fianna Fáil councillor Norma Moriarty. I spoke to her shortly before coming in here and asked her for her view as to how yesterday went and why she was opposed.
Look, obviously yesterday we had a role to play in the presidential nomination process. Obviously, no more than the presidential election itself. It only comes around once every 7 years or 14 years, as the case may be. And we, the first part of that process was that we decide whether or not we as a council were going to nominate somebody. And I, like our own thoughts, we knew where Fine Gael stood. That had been made clear for a number of weeks. We had a meeting ourselves as a group, as a party last week. We had our own thoughts on it. We weren't under any diktat from Mount Street. There was nothing like that. But obviously, we're all politicians. We know what it is to stand for election. And we're all, you know, very much behind our own candidate. But by the same token, we met with 14 prospective candidates in council a week prior to yesterday. We listened to them. We heard what they had to say. And we also knew ourselves, following that, and even during the course of that meeting, we knew that there was going to be a nomination. And we knew from local media coverage and so on that there was one candidate more likely than any other to get that nomination were we to agree to nominate somebody from the council. And to be honest with you, my own thoughts on it, and they were shared by the rest of my party colleagues, was that the likely candidate, who turned out to be Gareth Sheridan, was somebody with just far too little experience, far too narrow a focus, and frankly, just because you reach the minimum threshold in terms of age does not, you know, grant you, you know, any sort of anonymity around youth and inexperience and so on. So I didn't feel that that candidate, given the level of inexperience that they had, was a good candidate. So I voted against the... I seconded Bobby O'Connell's motion not to nominate somebody.
Not to nominate anybody.
Yeah, correct. Because I knew that was, if you like, I knew the likely, once that vote was carried, then we were effectively, as a council, endorsing the candidature of Gareth Sheridan.
Okay, so what are your objections to him as a candidate? Why were you so opposed to him?
No, and I spoke to him at length on the phone, because he did, in fairness to the man, he did make contact twice, in fact. And I did give him the opportunity, and we had a very long back and forth. It was over a half an hour. I don't have anything personal against the man, because I don't know him. But in essence, that's the reason. I think our president should be somebody that we know inside out. I think our president should be somebody who has given a long and distinguished civil service or public service career. Because we've been exceptionally well served by the 9 presidents we've previously had. And that is the thing that each of them has had in common. You know, very accomplished people, long service to the nation. And we would know exactly where they'd stand on any given issue. And they've always, every single one of them has risen above the party political viewpoint that they would have come from. And they've taken hard decisions on occasions, but they've always led us as a nation exceptionally well. And we've been fortunate enough to be very proud and be able to be very proud of each and every one of them. And I went through some of the previous presidents that we had yesterday in terms of their qualifications, where they came from, you know, the Mary Robinson, for example, who had been a councillor and you know, 20 years as a senator, and all of that done by the time she was 46 and stood for president. Mary McAleese, also a very accomplished, you know, barrister, journalist, had stood unsuccessfully for general election, but was involved in a lot of the, you know, the if you like, the community initiatives in Northern Ireland, and carried that into our presidency very successfully. Paddy Hillary, you know, the quiet president that, you know, we would have grown up with, served in four ministerial departments, was an EU commissioner, vice president of the parliament. Again, incredible careers, each and every one of them. And I don't think the presidency should be used as a launch pad for some other career or some other interest. Our presidency should be very much about, you know, the benefit of wisdom, the benefit of long experience and, you know, great careers and leading us, having lived and seen an awful lot and, you know, being that calm head of state in turbulent times.
Yeah. With that in mind, is that the central point? And is that, I guess, an accusation that you'd put to the other councillors, that they're voting for somebody that really, you know, we've had a few interviews, he's done a few interviews, he said he's come home from America, he's only 35. Really, we don't know what he's, who he is as a person, who he would turn out to be if he was elected president. Are you saying that they're taking a shot in the dark here, they might regret it?
Possibly. And again, I drew a comparison with the previous occasion we had when we had people who came before us looking for a nomination. And I know colleagues for whom I have the utmost respect backed and supported a candidate in the nomination stage. They ultimately didn't get Kerry's, you know, support. But I know in my heart and soul they would regret at doing what they did at that time, because they know more about that individual now and they understand that, you know, they would not have represented the values that they themselves had. So I just think this role is far too important to be rolling a dice and taking a chance. And I refer to them as, you know, a lucky dip president, because we don't know what we're going to get, quite frankly.
Okay, let me put this point to you, that notwithstanding what you've just said about your own personal reasons, that the way Fianna Fáil voted as a bloc not to allow anyone yesterday is that despite the fact that there's no whip, but really there is a whip, it's a bit of a nod and a wink. Support Jim Galvin, do your best. We're not imposing whip because the party doesn't want to be seen to be imposing whip. But in practice, your councillors just voted it down anyway, that this was a cynical political ploy by Fianna Fáil. What's your response accusation?
I reject the notion that it's cynical. It is reflective of the fact that we're a party and parties have a sense of team, if you like. There is, you know, a shared vision there. There is, you know, we come together and we support each other in terms of elections and so on. Why shouldn't we vote in a similar fashion? Why shouldn't we reflect each other's opinions? And we did thrash it out and we did discuss it. And like, there was no way in God's earth we were going to be proposing and seconding any other candidate, because we have a candidate. And we certainly weren't going to be, you know, we don't pick the opposition team for the opposition. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't happen in any sport. It's not going to happen in politics. And the fact is, we're all members of a party and we have similar outlooks and similar views. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. And equally, in respect of the role, the fact that we have this as a council, the chance to nominate somebody, just because you have an opportunity to do something doesn't always mean that you should choose to do it. Because it is, you know, what should determine it is the level of the candidates, if you have the level of the accomplishments of the candidates that come before you. And frankly, I just think they were, some of them very well-intentioned people, some of them, you know, whose viewpoints most of us would regret out of hand. And look, I'd give you this example. We had a high-profile candidate yesterday who announced that he was withdrawing from the presidential election, Conor McGregor. Claimed that he had canvassed the length and breadth of the country. Conor McGregor didn't even come to Kerry. He didn't even seek an opportunity to speak to us. He withdrew his nomination before he would have had to speak to Dublin. So we know where Conor McGregor stands in terms of scrutiny. He didn't want it, right? He didn't want to come before anybody and answer questions. Were Conor McGregor one of the candidates? For example, were he the only nominated candidate before Kerry County Council yesterday? I suspect everybody in that chamber would have voted against Kerry County Council nominating someone. So it's not so much that it's a role that you have and therefore you must always, you know, take it. It depends on who's in the field and do they reflect the values that you have and do they present to somebody that could potentially be president? And again, that was one of the things that was bandied about yesterday. Sure, look, we're just giving someone a chance. It's not as if they're going to be president. You know, we're just leaving them go on the ballot paper. I think that bar is too low. I think we should always look at everybody on the ballot paper as potentially winning that election.
Yeah. As it happens, Norma, it was a bad day for the independent candidates yesterday. Over the course of the day, Longford, Roscommon, and particularly for Gareth Sheridan, Laois County Council, They all declined to back candidates. He was, I think, banking on Laois. Dublin City Council made a decision not to nominate a candidate. That follows decisions also by Galway and Cork City Council. So he only has Kerry now on a big day for the candidates yesterday. It looks unlikely now that anybody will be added via the council route.
Correct. And again, they're the numbers and that's how they fall. And each council, you know, looked at it in their own way, and no doubt they have different makeups and all the rest of it. But look, the route for a potential independent candidate is still there through the Oireachtas route in terms of 20, and there's the figures are there for it, 20 unaligned independents. But again, we as a party, another kind of accusation that was thrown at us, because I had a senator who phoned me over the weekend, as I'm sure they phoned lots of people, and saying, oh, look, sure, we have to have an independent candidate. We don't, you know. With all due respects, you know, elections are elections. We all put ourselves forward for, you know, the decision of the electorate. And if enough independents get elected, well, then they have their route. And if they don't, the figures are the figures. That is the essence of democracy.
Would it be your position then that this isn't the big parties boxing off things, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil? They're afraid of any challenge from anybody else aside from Catherine Connolly and maybe whoever Sinn Féin come up with on Saturday, that this is anti-democratic. That's what's been thrown out there.
Well, and again, I reject that idea that it's anti-democratic, because what ensued yesterday was a democratic process. You know, we voted. That's our role. We have a vote, and you can't predetermine someone's vote. And I rejected the idea of some people saying to me that if for me to vote no is anti-democratic. It can't be. I voted. You know, it's the very definition of democracy. I accept the result of that process. I was on the side that was defeated yesterday. No problem with that. That is democracy. But don't tell me how I should vote.
Okay, Norma, look, a final point. It doesn't, well, does it really matter now, I suppose, is the question. We're going to have these candidates that we have in the field now. It's unlikely the independents will get the four from here, and we'll wait and see whether Sinn Féin back Catherine Connolly. Your candidate, Jim Gavin, is in the field. He's doing videos on farms. He's getting a bit of stick for wearing a white pants on a farm and not closing a farm gate. Maybe that's more about his social media manager than him. But what are you expecting over the next month?
Look, I hope that we get to know the man more. And again, because that is important as an individual. We do know his track record. OK, we know his very long, distinguished career as a civil servant, effectively through his military service. We know all too well how effective and brilliant a leader he has been and manager he has been with Dublin, has broken our hearts on many occasions. But I would also point out that, I mean, most of us would acknowledge the Dublin teams, you know, the culture that was there would reflect their leader, and that there's a lot of positives out of that. The manner in which they played football, how they, you know, they carried themselves off the field, and a lot of good things they would have done in their communities. That reflects the man as well. And you would point to his work in the Citizens Assembly. And I would have to say this, the first person who mentioned Jim Gavin to me as a potential presidential candidate was a great friend of my late mother's, who from Ballinskillig, and I met her in Carrigsaveen just before he was announced, if you like, or the name came into the media. And I was astounded, and I met her a couple of days later, and I said, my God, who are your contacts? Because you were the first person who referenced Jim Gavin. And she said she'd no contacts whatsoever. She'd no in relation to Mount Street, but it was just her experience of him, you know, observing him in Dublin. She lived and worked there all her life. And her endorsement made me sit up and think, quite frankly, because this is someone whose opinion would mean a great deal to me. So it's you know, people have experience of these people who are working for a long service in their communities. Obviously, the North Inner City is involved in the task force there. So I think substance is the key. The PR side of it needs to be gotten right, because you want people to be able to see the substance. But again, just some of the stories that have come forward that I think are just very positive, like the idea that the man never claimed expenses for his time as Dublin manager. You know, again, there's credit due to him for those things. He would have every right to do it, but, you know, didn't feel a need to do it. That sense of amateurism in the sport and espousing that, there's character there, there's quality there. So, look, I look forward to canvassing for the man. I look forward, hopefully, to seeing him elected. And, you know, I do think we have three very good established candidates that are there. There may be a fourth. And I look forward to robust, substantive debates amongst all the candidates.
Yeah, there you go. That's Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor, who voted against the idea of Kerry County Council nominating anyone yesterday and voted against Gara Sheridan, who eventually got through on a vote of 18 votes to 14 yesterday. If you have a view on what she had to say, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Yeah, it was 18-14 on the vote to nominate somebody. And then Councillor Niall Boty O'Callaghan proposed Gareth Sheridan. He was seconded by Councillor Martin Grady, and the Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Marty told the meeting she's very serious concerns and wasn't supporting Gareth Sheridan as the council's candidate. Her colleagues Brendan Fitzgerald, Tommy Cahill, Fionnuala Fitzgerald, Michael Lean and O'Sullivan voted against. Bobby O'Connell, Teddy O'Sullivan, Casey and Niall Kelleher all voiced their opposition and stated they weren't supporting the candidate.